Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Aum Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribraj Gacchara Jasta Tarasata Shishi Mare Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Nityalila Vishnu Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribraj Gacchara Jasta Tarasata Shishi Mare Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Anantakuri Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Namacharya Haridastakur Ki Pamche Kahu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Govardhan Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shamakunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Nabdib Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki All glorious and devotees, glorious and devotees, all glorious Shri Guru and Guranga Kau Brahmananda. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janalam Vido Bujao Kanakabadato Sankirtana Ikapitaro Kamalayataksho Vishwambaro Vijabaro Jugadam Apalo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Kuranavataro. So reading Madhya 22 from Chaitanya Charita and verse 142. 142 or 141? 2. Vidhi Dharma Chari Bhaje Krishna Racharam. Nishida Papa Chari Tara Kabu Nahima. Vidhi Dharma Chari Bhaje Krishna Rachara. Nishida Papa Chari Tar Kabu Nahima. Vidhi Dharma Chari Bhaje Krishna Rachara. Nishida Papa Chari Tar Kabu Nahima. Vidhi Dharma Chari Bhaje Krishna Rachara. Nishida Papa Chari Tar Kabu Nahima. Vidhi Dharma Chari Bhaje Krishna Rachara.
Yeah.
Vedi Dharma Chari Bhaje Krishna Chara. Vidhi Dharmachari, giving up all regulative principles of the Varna and Ashram institution. Bhaje worships Krishna Charan, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Nishidha, forbidden. Papa Achare, in sinful activities. Tar, his. Kabu, at any time. Nahe, not. Man, the mind. Translation: although the pure devotee does not follow all the regulative principles of Varnashram, he worships the lotus feet of Krishna, therefore he naturally has no tendency to commit sin. Purport: the Varnashrama institution is planned in such a way that one will not commit sinful activities. Material existence continues due to sinful activity. When one acts sinfully in this life, he gets a suitable body for the next life. When one again acts sinfully, he takes on another material body. In this way, one is continuously under the influence of material nature. Purusha prakatisto hi bhunkte prakati jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasadyoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. That is Bhagavad Gita 13:22. Due to our association with the modes of material nature, we get different types of bodies, good and bad. One cannot be liberated from the cycle of birth and death, known as transmigration of the soul, unless one is completely free from all sinful activity. The best process, therefore, is to take to Krishna consciousness. One cannot take to Krishna consciousness without being free from all sinful activities. Naturally, one who is very serious about Krishna consciousness is freed from all sinful activity. Consequently, a devotee is never inclined to commit sins. If one is pressured by the law or obligations to give up sinful activity, one cannot do so. However, if one takes to Krishna consciousness, he can very easily give up all sinful activity. This is confirmed herein. Is that it? Just that verse? Om Gyana Chamarandasya Gananjana Sharakaya Chakshun Militangyana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Mukhan Karochi Bachalam Pangulonga Tegri Yaki Pata Mahambande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutabhata Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parichana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Mitam Shri Panchaka Bhattarubhyascha Kipan Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vidhi Dharma Chari Bhaje Krishna Racharan Nishida Papa Charitar Kabu Nahima. Although the pure devotee does not follow all the regular principles of Varnashram, Vidhi Dharma Chari, He worships the lotus feet of Krishna, therefore he naturally has no tendency to commit sin. Nishid papachari tarkabu nahi man. Nishid. Okay. So we're following this line of conversation, Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And remember that Sanatana Goswami, he became empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 2 months, he was, of course, he had other association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in this 2 month period, he's speaking every day. And nowadays, if you take some, you know, get a PhD or some kind of doctorate, you have to do 6 years minimum of, and then you're authorized to speak. See that within 2 months, Sanatana imbibed these teachings, and he had other association, but Lord Chaitanya was specifically encouraging him to write books. So Sanatana had compiled, sometimes it said Sanatana Gopal Bhatta, the book of rules. These are some of the rules. Hari Bhakti Vilas. I have to laugh because Kusha Krata had whipped out so many books over a long, pretty long period. But anyway, when he did the Hari Bhakti Vilas, he did something like 11 chapters total. Or something. There's many more. And I asked him one time, I said, Kush, how come you only did 11 chapters? Oh, well, the other ones are not so important. So when I mention that little anecdote to different people who study very thoroughly Hari Bhakti Vilas, they always chuckle and say, not important. What does he mean? But Archita knows. Kusha Krata was avadut. But there are very important rules throughout Hari Bhakti Vilas. And of course, there were the Brihad Bhagavatamrita and Sanatana Goswami's different commentaries. Sanatana Goswami, when Mahaprabhu was introducing him to Ramananda Roy, of course, Ramananda Roy, quote, instructed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at one point. So actually, Ramananda Roy was always kind of amazed. He said, I'm speaking, but I know you're speaking right through me. I'm just like an instrument. Whatever you're asking me, I'm just... He was being in like that. But so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he would say, I've learned the rasas from Ramananda Roy. I've learned so much from Sanatana Goswami. Learned so much from Rupa Goswami and great personalities, especially when Balabha Bhatt was acting rather puffed up. And he was going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear from him saying, and also saying that he knew more, his commentaries were so great like that. So Mahaprabhu knew that, and he said, well, I don't know much. You know, whatever I learned from Ramananda or Subhamanya or Rupa Goswami, like that. So, but when he introduced Ramananda to Sanatana, or told him, he said, you know, this Sanatana Goswami, he's on the same level as you. So we can understand these great persons, Sanatana Goswami, H.I. Goshai, all these six Goswamis especially. They're meant for giving liberation to Papotapa. Here, we hear the word pop. Papotapa nikintano tanubitam. In the Srinivasacharya, he's writing the Sad Goswami Ashtakam, the eight prayers for the six Goswamis. So very instructive. Nectar and not dry in any way. So papo tapa nikintano tanabitam govinda ganamritai. The method of purifying. Now in the Varnashram system, there's so many do's, don'ts, nishad, vidhi nishad. I mean, do this, don't do this. Not that many people follow. The Hindus are meant for following it. And they know something, it's passed down even to this day, not exactly sure, you know, what to do, what not to do. Even Sanatana Goswami, he knew all the rules. Sure, he did. He was running the entire kingdom of Bengal, so he knew a lot. But when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he say? Kayami kenyamai jaritapotroy. I don't know who I am. He's representing all the living entities here in this material world, saying like that. I don't know anything. Kayami, who am I? If I don't know who I am, kemana hita hita, how can I do any benefit for myself? Hita. But it's mentioned there also by Srinivasacharya that he says, hita, they're doing for all, forgot the line, maybe Pundarik has it, but he said they're doing good for all living entities and relieving them from all their sinful activity, not only their own. Not only their own sinful. It's not the Goswami. How can he be sinful? But he and Rupa Goswami, Anupam, the brother, when they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Pape, we're the most sinful. We cannot calculate. Jagai hoite. I mean, jagai made hoite. But anyway, they said like that. Jagai Made were famous already of being delivered by Mahaprabhu Nithai. And so when they spoke like that, they said, oh, Jagai Made, they are not sinful. We are sinful. They were brahmanas. Of course, Rupa and Sanatan were great brahmanas. But because they had to work for the Mohammedan king, they considered that they were also Mohammedan. They had names were changed. We're hearing about that. So, but Sanatana Goswami was speaking, Rupa, that there's nobody more sinful than we are. But here it is said, he's speaking with Sanatana. Sometimes Sanatana is speaking, well, they were speaking so humbly when they first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramakali, and falling, they had these cloths around their necks, which symbolizes that they're like an animal, a straw in their teeth. And when they were offering so many prayers, they were so learned. We hear a few, but you can imagine they were offering. And Mahaprabhu said, stop. He was crying. Mahaprabhu was crying that my heart is melting. I'm just stop. He was so moved by their humility, actual humility. So like this, there's no question of having to follow all the rules and regulations. Shabda, shabde, vishvaskoi, we quoted that last week. If one follows, especially interesting, Prabhupada, if you see eighth chapter purports of the Gita, there must be eight or nine purports. It's talking all about time of death, antakala ita purushagati gata sadvata. Bang, every purport almost Prabhupada says, Krishna is saying, if one concentrates more between the eyes and leaves out of his body, strict yoga practice, like that. It's so many verses. Ananya cheta satatam yomam smarati. Finally, it says, yomam. If one remembers me, Krishna said, that's enough. No need to do all this. So Prabhupada is always hitting it there, that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That if one chants Hare Krishna Mahama, Chaito Dharpana Marjana, Mahaprabhu has given it. Sarvatma Snapanam, it's not only purifying oneself. And Sanatana Goswami says that in a very nice way in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that this para, if one chants for himself, there's some discussion that Sanatana Goswami is presenting where Gopal Kumar is going, traveling in, I think, Ganalok somewhere. And there's a discussion goes there, and there's some great sages are saying that by meditation, dhyan, one becomes pure. So Sanatana Goswami says, well, the conversation, we have to figure it out for ourselves a little bit, you know, because it's done in a very wonderful way. If one chants for himself or meditates for himself, that's okay, but it doesn't benefit others. Para. So once you've been, and he presents so many shlokas there. Krishna, what is it? Mukya, Mother Mukya. But he says there the main purification is this holy name of Krishna. And it produces prema. So this is what we're after, the prema. So Mahaprabhu, when he's in Jagannath Puri, in ecstasy. He's prema dana. He's also feeling that he doesn't have prema. This is the humility of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Prema dana, bina bhyarta, daridra jivan. He's in the mood of Radharani. This is in the end of Chaitanya Charita. Some very ecstatic verses. This is where we get the Ashtakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ashtakam, Shikshashtakam. But there's many verses written there by Krishnadas Kaviraj where he's enhancing. Just see Mahaprabhu doesn't mind, just like Ramananda Roy is speaking. He's like, hey, because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aishwarya Ganete, not interested in this awe and reverence so much. But he likes to have intimate relations with the devotees, like he's having here with Sanatan. Friend, Vishrambena, Goro Seva. Even the guru, we're not disrespectful, but also the guru is the friend. He cannot be not friendly. He's the greatest friend, right? So when Sanatan was speaking with Chaitanya, they were very friendly. When Mahaprabhu was speaking, he's very humble also. So this humility, one can chant in all humility when he, kati leha, is described there. Even a tree is cut, kichu no balai, he doesn't say anything. Example, you can go and everyone's cutting tree. In Alachua, they're removing so many forests. We don't hear screaming. Although in Hawaii, we heard that Prabhupada, we were cutting the lawn once, and Prabhupada said he could hear the grass screaming, but this is not what people said. So, but I mean, we do want to cut the lawn, but so devotees are so sensitive, they don't like to, like Jada Bharat, even to touch, kill an ant, anything, any living entity. They're very humble. So everything is there covered. There's no need to take up this varnashram. Praischitta mato partam, manye kundra shochavat. In the beginning of sixth canto, Aduneha Mahabhaga Yataiva Narakandana, after hearing all the punishment, hellish, of course the hell is, Prabhupada said, this material world has already become hell. In Henry Street, you can hear the recording, there's all the screaming people outside, and Prabhupada speaking very peacefully inside the temple room in 71. And he was narrating the story of Ajamil. And just leading up to the Ajamil story, then he's speaking how Parikrit Maharaj was a Vaishnava, therefore he is feeling so much pain for all these living entities that are papa tapa, doing all this sin, and then suffering. Tapa means burning, suffering, of course. Tapasa brahmacharyena. Vaishnavas are doing tapanti lokatapena. They're doing tapasya, but for the sake of others. They're not. That they're voluntarily undergoing, just like Prabhupada, voluntarily, he got on the Jaladuta. Nobody gets on a steamship like that at 70 years old and just with, 40 rupees or who knows. Nobody does like that. So Prabhupada did it. He performed this similar tapasya, very great tapasya. And therefore, he's at least, Prabhupada took very seriously what Mahaprabhu was teaching Sanatana also. Bharat Bhumite Hola Manusha Janmaja. Janmasartaka Karipara. Doing all good for all living entities. Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma. Kurvanapi Nalapyate. So we take it seriously. Prabhupada has the potency. This word, Pap Nishida. Nishida Pap Kori. Pap Mukyamani. This is one thing that Bhakti Siddhanta would say sometimes, that they're only speaking, even speaking about the Hindus in India, saying they're speaking so much about Dharma, but doing forbidden activity here, as it says. Mukyamani means just with their mouth, they're speaking something. So when, after hearing about this hellish punishments that go on, you can read about it. Doesn't sound too nice. At the end of the fifth canto, there's a few chapters describing it. Therefore, Parikrit Maharaj of Vaishnava, great Vaishnava. He's very, very, he wants to know, what can I do? What can be done to save them all? You know? So Sukadeva Goswami describes so many things, you know, in the realm of this Varnashram that you can do. But ultimately it wasn't the real deal. Narayana Para, it wasn't, so he said, Ivapaga, that if you bring the waters of many rivers and you put it in a pot of that held alcohol, everybody knows when you go to the doctor, any medical place, they immediately want to put alcohol. But there in the Bhagavatam says, if a pot has had alcohol in it, it's contaminated. Even if you brought every holy river, every holy water in the entire world, it will not purify it like that. But so people are drinking this too. This is some of the pop. Prabhupada describes that also, drinking. So when Prabhupada came, he said, I expected that they'll say, okay, Swami, go back to India. Of course, many people might have said that also. Because Prabhupada was giving the four regular principles, no alcohol, of course, and no intoxication, all the four regular principles. That was another funny thing. When Kushikrata got initiated, then everyone had to say, what are the four regular principles? No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And Prabhupada was sitting, he said, famous photograph where they're both laughing, Kushikrata's laughing and Prabhupada's laughing, because he asked him, so which one do you like the best? Out of no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. Prabhupada said, so which do you like the best? This is Prabhupada's humor. Prabhupada's humor, transcendental humor. We were discussing this yesterday in another class. That Prabhupada would say something funny, and you could meditate on that the rest of your life. I'm sure future millions of crores of lifetimes, it'll always be funny. It may become more funny. The thing we were talking about was how there was one Swami, and Prabhupada told him, you cannot marry, you're too ugly, right? So that's funny, but especially if Prabhupada said it. But there was another one which was more funny, and one Swami, Panchadevita actually, so when they were on a morning walk, he said, he asked Prabhupada twice, because Prabhupada wasn't answering. He said, well, Prabhupada, why when the young Brahmana and the older Brahmana, they were walking to Vrindavan, and finally the Sakshi Gopal had to leave Vrindavan and come and witness. So over this little skirmish about the older Brahmana had promised his daughter. So Panchadevita was inquiring, you know, humbly, sort of. And he said, but why, if he's a great Brahmana, a young Brahmana, why does he even want a wife? Why would he want to get married? So Prabhupada said, there's nothing wrong with marriage. Of course, marriage is also in the Varnashram. Prabhupada said, there's nothing more wrong with marriage, only you could not marry, you're too ugly. So if you hear this recording, then everyone starts laughing uproariously immediately. It's like a bomb went up, practically roaring with laughter. So this is the kind of humor that Prabhupada had, very transcendental humor. So anyway, this the point here is that prayaschittani chirnani narayana pranmukam. Even if pranmukam means those who are not narayana prayana, even if they nicely do some sort of prayaschitta to counteract all their sinful activities. But it's almost useless. There has to be some bhakti injected in there. Nanishpananti Rajendra. Nanishpananti means it won't purify. Punanti te vishaya vidushita shayam. Punanti, this word is not given right here. We get it later throughout the shastras. It means to purify. Vidunoti suhitsvam shinvata sakata krishna. The main idea of this word is to purify. The Bhagavatam immediately purifies. There's no need just like Dharma Projita Kaitavota Paramonir Matsaram Satam Vejam Vastava Matravastu Shivan Tapatran Mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikate Kimbapra Rishvara Sadhyo Hridya Virujate Kiti Bishu Shushubish. It takshanat means it purifies immediately to one degree or another. Because everything, all the so-called dharma, sarva dharmam parityaja, that meant dharmananyan parityaja, mamekam bhaja vishva, all these so-called dharmas Krishna has already told us in the Gita, give it up, give it up, give it up. This is A, Prabhupada calls the ABC, entry level. Of course, we're studying Gita, no one gives up studying Gita because it's, we have to always think we're on this entry level. So this, so in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, then Nirmatsaram Satam, Krishna's blessing, or Vyasadeva, Sukadeva, they're giving us this blessing in the heart, to purify the heart, that, as it said here, because this Chaita Dharpana Marjana, the sins are there in the heart, in the mind, and it's mentioned here in this purport. Due to bad association, Purusha Prakriti Stohi, we get different types of bodies. Labdha Sudurabhami Dham Bahu Sambhavanti. Bahu Sambhavanti means, Bahu means many births. Labdha, after many births, Labdha Sudurabham Idam Bahu Sambhavanti. One gets a human form of body. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. So one gets a human body, he's supposed to ask, what am I doing here? Not just running vikarma, vikarma. We get to the big verse coming up, 144, talks about this. Nunam pramatta, nunam pramatta vikarma, kurute vikarma. We're meant to do akarma, free of karma, not, often we call people karmis. They'll be lucky to be karmis, because karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala vishara, nartam, he mentions. All these are pots of poison, even karma. But vikarma means mad, nunam pramato, nunam vikarma, pramato vikarma, nunam, what is it? Kuruto, kurute vikarma. So this is from Rishabhdev. He's speaking to his 100 sons. And one of his first, well, the first verse in the fifth chapter, people who like Bhagavatam, they have to, must read the fifth chapter. It's a very important chapter. 5-5, right? What's the first verse? Nayam deho deha bhajam naloke. Kashtan kamana harte vidbhujam. The very first thing he says is very controversial. Don't be like a village hog that eats stool. So if you've read the whole Bhagavatam up to the fifth chapter, the fifth canto, you're pretty much ready for that. But let's say you got that in the street as your first book. That might be funny. But Rishabhdev tells us to his sons that but tapo dibhyam putraka. Putraka means his son, so he's speaking with his son. Tapa, we want you to do divine tapasya. Of course, that was possible in that era. Now, our tapasya, parishuddha bhava. Brahmaji did very big tapasya. Prabhupada said, we ask small tapasya. Of course, we have to counteract our sinful activity, but we do it kevalananda khan, best way. Chaita dharpana marja, chanting the holy name, that's all. There's no other. Amyabhilasa. Bhaktivinoda says, Amala Harinam Amyabhilasa. Says, this is my pastime, just chanting the holy name. Namashraya Kore Jatane Tumi. Carefully chanting the holy name. The Prabhupada kind of sometimes became, you could say, contemplative or disgusted, you could say. That. So in previous ages, there was very difficult tapasya to do, tapasa. Just like it's described, Rahuganaita tapasaniyatina chaja nirvipana jitirva. When Judd Bharat was speaking with that king Rahugana, he said, my dear king, there's no need of all anything else. The first thing is to bathe in the dust of the pure devotee who is Niskinchananam Nanavritta Yavat, who has given up Shuddha Bhakata Charanarena. We want to take the dust from such pure devotees. What's that verse? The Tamodvaram Yoshitam. What's the first? Mahantas te samachitta prashanta vimanyavo. He says another verse of Rishabhdev. He's telling his sons that there's two doors you can enter, tamodvaram or mahatsevam dvaram horimuktap tapo tamodvaram. Same thing Parikrama Maharaj heard from Sukadeva Goswami after hearing the different types of praischitta, how to counteract sinful activity. Then Sukadeva said, very nice, yatapita krishnas tatpurushinishevaya. Tatpurushinishevaya, you have to do seva for tatpurusha. Tatpurusha means a pure person. Tatpurushinishevaya. So this is recommended all the time in Bhagavatam. And we see, first we see the example that Vyasadeva, one of the first things we see in the very beginning, we hear about the sages in Naimisharanya, Sutta, approaching Sutta Goswami, that so many qualifications, Somya Tat Sarvam Tatvatas Taranugrahas. You've been very submissive to all your different spiritual masters, therefore we want to hear from you. Vetatam somya tat sarvam tatvatas tadanugra. You can speak to us the absolute truth because we know that you've absorbed it. You got the great association of so many spiritual masters. Therefore, we have full faith in you. You please. And so he recounted the conversation of Pariket and Sukadeva. And throughout, even Sukadeva, he's recounting so many things. The nine yogendras were the sons of Rishabhdev. He's telling Maitreya speaking so many cantos practically. Narad Muni's instructions. So nobody's making it up as they go, not some nonsense. Yes, no. In this age, Harinam, 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 maybe Kivam. Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva. Three times it said, because this karma is not going to work for you. Karma, Dharma, Chari. If we give that up, and the gopis is described, they gave that up. So Mahaprabhu, in the mood of the gopis, actually speaking these astakam, his shiksha astakam. Especially, it gets more and more intense as he's speaking, yugaitam nimishena chakshish, shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinami. Seeing this whole world as void. He starts off saying, Nayanam Galadashudarya. When will be tears in my eyes feeling this separation? So we have to feel this intense separation that Mahaprabhu is asking. He's begging us to feel. He's showing the example. Varahakatra Ajuhava. Vyasadeva felt this great separation. He was yelling out to his son, Sukadeva. Oh, Sukadeva was his son, but he was such a great person, so he was running after him. Taravo binidu tam sarva hridayam. He can enter everyone's heart. That Sukadeva, that those great acharyas, they can enter the heart. Vyasadeva was praising also Narad Muni. You can enter everyone's heart and purify. So how does it enter the heart to purify? Shinvatang shadaya nityam vinitascha tatastitam. One takes it seriously by hearing and it purifies. It enters the ear. Dotatma, karnarandrena, through the ear holes, one becomes, he hears it, and through the ear holes he drinks it. Pibanti ye bhagavata atmana satam. Pibanti means to drink it. One is meant to relish this bhagavatam, to drink it through the ears. Hridopagu yaha padam pade pade. The Vaishnavas at every moment, they eliminate, they reject everything that's not Krishna conscious. These are pure devotees. Just like we would see Prabhupada, he looked to be doing some very regular thing. Everyone's walking, he's walking. Everyone's sitting, he's sitting. How does he sit? How does he walk? Arjuna asked Krishna. But he's doing it in a way. He's fully Krishna conscious at every moment. Sannyasa yoga yukta-ma. So therefore, throughout Gita, we're taught how to become purified, detached. Every chapter is teaching us that. Vishuddha. Pravishya karnarandrena. When it enters the ear, then one takes it seriously. Gunatasvachatastitam. Then Tvam Bhakti Yoga. Brahmaji. He's speaking so many prayers in the third canto, ninth chapter. That he's saying, Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavata Hritsaroja. He sits on the lotus of the heart and he purifies the heart. Vidunoti Suhitsatam. It simply starts off by hearing. Shrinvata Svakata. Svakata means that speech. Katamitam Shavanaputeshu Sambritam. It purifies the goal of life. This is a constant theme of the Bhagavata. One has to hear the Bhagavatam and hear from the acharyas, the commentaries. And so otherwise it is a constant inundation, especially in Kali Yuga. Kalim sabajyaya gunaga sarabhagina. Although Kali Yuga is hellish and full of, Prabhupada said that in 71, speaking in Henry Street. This earth, those who don't believe in hell, because when Parikrama Maharaj was asking about hell, Prabhupada said, so some people, they don't believe, but this world has already become hell. So much hellish thing. Somehow this might be one part of the world where we're not starving or bombed or something. So, Ashesha Kamana, Hridi Maji Mor, Bhaktivinoda says, in this material world, Ashesha Kamana, there's so many material desires. And 16th chapter tells us what happens with all these sinful activities described. Dambo, Dapi, Bhimanas, John. They're doing all Ugra Kama, Kshayaya, Ajagato, Jagato Hita, Ahita. Krishna's giving Gita, Hita Kamya, I'm doing for a benefit. Fools and rascals, they sometimes would say, oh, you're working for your guru, he's simply getting rich because manyate jagat. Whatever they're thinking, what they're doing, they're simply exploiting. Siddhaham balavantuki, I'm very powerful, I'm perfect, I saw my hatashatru, I've killed so many. They actually killed millions of people. They didn't kill one person. No. We need money, make more bombs. Start a war somewhere. We don't talk politics, but this world is super hell for a lot of people just because they're sinful rascals. So they're going again and again. Mudha janmani janmani. Okay, you want it like that? Then Krishna says, I send them again. They're mudha. Rascals, they can go to hell again and again. But for the devotees or even the yogis, atava bahanaitenik, not that verse, but the verse is like Purvabhya Sena Tena at the end of the sixth chapter. It talks about how even if one is a great yogi, but Arjuna asked, what happens if he fails? Krishna says that. Nahi Kalyana Krit Kaschid Durgatim Tata Gachati. He's never defeated. Anyone who does good, then he's moving up. The 12th chapter describes that. You can't fix your mind on me perfectly, that's okay. Do this. You'll develop a desire, and then finally you'll become a dveshta sar, maitra karuna evacha. Then you'll become merciful. Otherwise, klesho dikataraste sham, you can try to do some impersonal idea. Krishna said, no, that's not klesho dikataraste avyakta shakta, to become asakta, to become attached to the avyakta. No, one should become attached to Krishna, to the sadhana. That's why we're here doing the sadhana, where we become attached to the sadhana, not to some nonsense. Otherwise, so many things are there. vidya sang gvinitascha sachaistitam. The heart has to become purified. That's done. There's no other way to do it. That's why it says, nasti eva, nasti. Oh, things don't work. You have to do this. Certainly not going to work doing vikarma, which is described by Rishabh in so many. Vikarma. That's very bad. So those in the material world, they're working, described by. They can't sleep. Brahmaji in his prayers, they're so obsessed with their material, you know, ambition that they just. And, you know, I was seeing an interview with one big, big billionaire the other day, and he said, they were asking him something, and just showed a little excerpt. And he said, actually, the 400 richest people, he was admitting, most of them won't admit it, he was admitting, he said, the 400 richest persons like me, he said. And he wasn't gloating about it, but he said, 400 richest persons in the United States increased their money, their wealth, 22 times, 2,200% in the last, since 1982, whereas everyone else just stayed the same, mostly, at least the bottom half. They stayed the same. Millions of people in the streets, you know, and these guys are billionaires. They can't figure that out. So we're living here. Nowadays, the U.S. has become marked by many countries. Don't go there. It's very dangerous also. So we're living here. We're thinking, oh, it's very nice. The sun is out in the temple. But actually, there's a lot of misery around here to go around. And because of this, vikarma. All right. So any comments? Comments? Specifically bad karma. Sometimes it means different things. V, prefix. Yeah, extreme, it does.
Extreme, right?
Extreme bad. Extreme. Extremely bad. Okay.
Thank you. I think it's interesting that you brought these topics up, because this morning when I was chanting, I was hearing the birds.
Go right into the mic, because that mic needs it.
I was chanting and I was hearing the birds, and I actually had a thought. You know, I thanked Krishna that I have a peaceful environment to chant his name, as opposed to, you know, that I've never been involved in a war-torn situation. Now, that being said, my chanting might be in maybe more attentive in such a, you know, or calling out on Krishna, you know, in a more authentic way, if I wouldn't be in such a, you know, peaceful atmosphere. But I did, thank Krishna for allowing me to be in a space, place, time, knowing that things are going on in the world as they are, that I can at least still take shelter in a quiet space, hearing the birds and, yes.
Right. Like 3 months ago, I saw online. It was a picture of all these different Ukrainian devotees that had already died at the hands of Putin's army. By trying to defend their country. Like, it must be up to 100, but there were 40 faces, little faces. And Russian devotees have died too. But all these manipulation of these billionaire oligarchs, really. The people themselves, they have no fight. What are they fighting? They're just being given this propaganda. Could they own the propaganda machine? They say, well, yeah, these guys are really bad. You need to kill them. Here's some guns and bombs, and they're getting rich and sitting back, buying a new yacht, smoking a cigar. That's all. No, we're surrounded by that. It's going on 24/7, undeniably. It's just stupid if we think, oh, we don't want to hear about that. Yeah, we don't want to hear about it 24/7, but, you know, it's not too good.
Therefore, Harinama, 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 Evakevala. You said that if you gathered all the holy rivers and put them in a clay pot that alcohol was previously in, it wouldn't purify it. But remember Pishima, she would sprinkle Ganga water everywhere to purify. Why wouldn't that get a pot like that get purified?
Well, she wasn't sprinkling it in an alcohol pot. What do you mean?
Okay. So alcohol is an...
I mean, she would. She was probably said she had cleansing phobia, you know, because there were times when she would go to different temples around Mayapur and come back, and then I think some of those ladies like Mahamaya or Nagamajari, they spent a lot of time. Others, you know, and there were times when she would go all the way back to the mat, thinking she'd forgotten. She probably didn't forget, but she would go back with her squirt bottle or whatever. I think it was a squirt bottle, and she would. Go back on the rickshaw, you know, at great endeavor just to purify that place.
Because she sat there.
She thought it was so impure.
Wow, wow, wow.
But Prabhupada called it cleansing phobia, so you don't want to actually imitate that.
Also, you left us hanging. Did Kushikrata reply to Prabhupada what his favorite regulative principle?
He didn't say it. But later I asked him. I said, Kush, what's the deal, you know? Because he said, oh, Prabhupada, you read my mind. You know? Were you there? No. Anyway, so he said, Prabhupada, you read my mind. And then, actually, I don't want to say, so I have to say it, though, because I was thinking the same joke in my head. I don't know if Prabhupada planted it there. But anyway, and because, maybe it's because Kushikrata was my old friend. But anyway, he said that. And then I asked him, well, how come, you know, you said that? You read my mind, Prabhupada. He said, because... For the several weeks leading up to the initiation, or a week, I don't know how long, Kush was thinking how people fear the four regs. You know, so like really heavy, we had to follow the four regs. Oh my God, am I going to be able to follow them? Not that easy. People fall away, like, you know, in droves, really. But so he was thinking like that, you know, that we have to be proactively embracing. Kushikrata, you know, he could get away, he could be like that. Don't try this at home. But he was, you know, he was pretty up there. So he was thinking, yeah, you know, I want to like be proactive, like four regs, wow, and nothing, like not even the tinge of fear or anxiety about it that he was going to. So Prabhupada read his mind, like he said. I mean, you know, Prabhupada could do like that.
Hare Krishna. It's been a long time since I heard you give a class in person. Thank you very much. Going back to Mataji's concern, very nice. Prabhupada set both examples. He urged us to create peaceful atmospheres like New Vrindavan. But at the same time, he showed that you have to be ready to continue your sadhana, even if the bombs are falling. Like when he was in Calcutta, getting ready to eat his kachori, and the bombs are falling, he said, if Krishna wants to appear before me as a bomb, whatever, I'm going to eat my kachori. In other words, we should be so advanced by our sadhana that we're not afraid. Narayana Paraksarve Nakatashi. Maybe we can preach anywhere under any circumstance. I'll just give you an example. Not that I'm some great, but I was in our Georgia trying to cross the border back into Russia because I've been traveling in Russia. This is 1995. But there was a war going on there, so they wouldn't let us cross. So we had to spend a night at a Russian guard station near the border. I don't want to go into details. The filthiest place you could imagine. You know, we walk in, and the first thing they do is they offer us something to eat. Dirty table with meat and all kinds of stuff. That was just the beginning. Anyway, the next morning, I go outside. There was like a standpipe, the only place to take bath, just a pipe near the roadside. So I squat down in my gumshoe ticket. And these two dogs come running at me. So all the guards now, they're looking. They want to see how is he going to react. And I don't like dogs normally. I mean, I'm just something about dogs. But internally, I just took shelter of Lord Nrsingadeva. So they came running, charging at me. And I just said, Hare Krishna. And they stopped. The guards were like.
They were barking.
So if we take shelter of Krishna in adverse conditions, adverse situations, Krishna will take care.
You think those guards would have shot them? Maybe not.
No, they were ready to have fun and see me get up and run away. You know, because I was down on my haunches thinking of that.
It's not funny, but it's crazy.
Hare Krishna. As per the Kali Yuga, you have informed that more and more sufferings was increasing. So how to overcome that, even though in the spiritual path, what are the tactics?
I started to quote one verse that says, Kalim sabajyanaya gunagya. Those who are sarabhagina, who take the essence of everything, have to be paramahansa to get it. But it says, they're not upset by Kali Yuga. Kalir viduyate, not viduyate. There's one verse by Rupa Goswami. He says, Yasodi soda. Dravida would know that verse. But when they meditate on Krishna and his mother and all the different pastimes, then Kali Yuga doesn't bother them. So, but this verse in the 11th canon says, Kalim, in the age of Kali, things are so bad. Every day they're getting worse. Tadascha nidam dharma. Dharma is going down. Satyam, truth, mercy, all these things, strength, memory. But those who are very intelligent, they worship Kali Yuga. Sarabhagina, Gunaga Sarabhagina. Who remembers the rest of that? Pundarik. So is it, they worship Kali Yuga because there is one good thing, chanting the holy name. Yatra sankirtane naiva. Sarvasvarta bilabhyate. You get all the sarvasvarta, means all the value of life comes by chanting just the holy name. So they understand that in this age is a great boon, that the holy name is so powerful. So you can try that.
Whenever the disturbance.
I don't know if that's your question, but.
Yeah. So that's what. Chanting.
Anything else? Over here. Over there, over there, over here. Sarvasvarto bilabhyate.
30 seconds. So, one thing I wanted to ask, because you said, like, when you're chanting, it doesn't do much good for the people, but doesn't it still do, I mean, not as much maybe as going on Harinam, but every devotee who chants, isn't it?
No, it benefits yourself, right? If you just chant japa, let's say there's some people just chant japa.
But I thought even when you just chant japa that the mantra goes around the world so many times.
According to this conversation of Sanatan Goswami, he's presenting in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's between, I don't know if it's between, I forgot who it's between, but they're discussing which is better, meditation or chanting. So I'm trying to remember that Sanskrit, but either way, it's another thing, my homework assignment here. Find that verse again. So he's saying there, it benefits all others, the chanting, therefore the chanting is better. I mean, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he would say, to me, Kishira Vaishnav, that you, what kind of Vaishnav are you? He's talking to his mind that you want to go off to a solemn place by yourself, right? And chant by yourself. But he compares it to the stool of a hog. Sukarera Bhishta. You want to have your silent chanting or your solemn, lonely chant. Bhakti Siddhanta was encouraging everyone to preach. Pranacheja sahetu prachar. That pran, if you have any life, then you have to preach. He was imploring people to, you know.
And then I also wanted to just, like, the whole idea of humility, it seems to be very elusive. You know, it's very easy to get caught up in, like, well, I've been a devotee for this many years, or, you know, I'm a
What'd you say?
I said it's so elusive, this idea of humility and how to attain it. You know, because there's so many reasons that you may think that you're special, you know, that you're initiated by someone or...
Puja Pratishtha, this same word is used, Nishad. Nishad Achar, Kuti Nati. There's a list of different weeds that grow up, right? Upashakas is given in Majalila somewhere, maybe in here, right here somewhere, I can't remember. So Nishad, acting badly, Nishad Achar, but other ones are Pratishtha, thinking I am very, like, I have done so many things. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam, na janam, na sundana. I don't want money, I don't want followers, like that. He's showing us how one should think. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, no, like that. Not everybody is following it, but.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. I love your classes. I'm attracted to that humility too, you know, that they were able to be so humble, you know, I mean.
Who was humble?
Sanatan and Rupa Goswami. When they came, they were, you could feel their humility was real, and Lord Chaitanya was crying because of humility. But it's so, I mean, I'm so attracted to it, but it's so hard to get to that point or some type of humility, you know.
When Mahaprabhu invited Sanatan for lunch, it was blazing hot. And at Tota Gopinath temple. And so I guess he sent someone there to tell him. Then he came by way of the beach, which midday is like, sand is like, you know, 140, 50 degree, who knows. It was hot. Nobody goes out there then. And first thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, Sanatan, nice to see you. He said, how did you get here? But it also says in the beginning of that chapter, Parikshaya. Pariksha means to examine. Like Pariksit Maharaj was born, he came out looking around because he was still looking for Krishna. But so this Pariksha means to look all around. Iksha means to look. Pariksha. He was examining Sanatan. That's what the first verse that Kaviraj Goswami has composed. So like the essence of the chapter, you know. So he asked him, so how did you get here? He said, oh, I came by the beach. He said, oh, why didn't you go by way of the mandir, you know, the Jagannath mandir. He said, no, I cannot go near there. What if the pujari touches me? You know, I am an abominable person, you know. Imagine. Sanatana Goswami, he's thinking like that. And he never went in the temple, or Rupa, or Haridas Thakur. But Mahaprabhu used to come and see them. So Mahaprabhu said, but your feet, it's so hot. And it blisters on his feet. Blisters, not just hot. He said, no, I didn't notice it. He didn't notice it because he was just thinking of Mahaprabhu, that I'm going to have prasadam with Mahaprabhu. So we have to get to that point some life, sometime.
we are called Rupanugas, following Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. We're not following Sanatana Goswami, even though they're same.
Yeah, we're called Rupanugas. Well, Rupa Goswami is the... considered the, you know, the leader of six Goswamis, Rupa Sanatan, Bande Rupa Sanatana, Rugu Yago, Shri Jiva Go, all of them. But Rupa's leader, he's set forth, he's a very high position in the spiritual world, Rupa Manjari Pada. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, this song Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was hearing the time of leaving his body. Narottam Das song. So we have to think that, yeah, we don't reject the other Goswamis, of course. And Rupa Goswami was respecting Sanatana as his guru.
Thank you. And you had mentioned about thinking of Krishna at the time of death, and it just brought to mind, there is a verse where Krishna says, think of me alone, and it just makes me wonder, you know, because your mind thinks of so many things. What if you happen to think of, you know, the pain you're in or something else besides Krishna at the time of death? You know, think of Krishna, but think of something else as well.
Yeah,
will
that's,
that,
a, you know.
That interfere?
Therefore, you read the Isha Upanishad. What does it say? Om Krito Smarakatam Smarakato. That prayer is that Om Krito Smriti, I may not think of you, you'll think of me. But of course, by thinking of that prayer, then he's going to think of Krishna also. Agne Naya Supataraya Sman, Yoja Smad, purify me. So, the prayers are always there, you know. If you're chanting, then that's the holy name. Purna Shudo, that's the purest thing. Shudo Nitya Mukto. Binatram is non-different. Binatram Namanamini, the holy name. Even if we can't chant, then we're hoping the devotees will be chanting around. Hoping, but still. Right. Therefore, that there's so many verses describing that the sadhu sangha is the most important thing, sadhu sangha. Five things important, so sadhu sangha is very important. Harinam, sadhu sangha, worshipping the deities. Srimad Bhagavatam, Tulasi. There's hand up over here, please.
I just, what Sukara was saying about someone who is meditating, I'm just asking is, I have an idea that maybe it's an intention of the person, like chanting, there's bhajanandis like Gaura Kishore Das Babaji and Jagannath Das Babaji, they're benefiting the whole world. Isn't it the intention? Like there's the Prahlad Maharaj says, Prayana Deva, Muniya Swabhimukti Kama, that there are some people that are desiring only their own benefit, their own liberation. Prahlad Maharaj doesn't appreciate right. them so much, but if a bhajanandi is chanting and he's thinking that he's not qualified to preach around the world, but he's praying for the world, is that the difference, their intention or their desire, inner desire?
You can yeah.
say something?
I'm sure there's every gray area in between. Yeah, it's not like meant for Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, probably. Prabhupada was in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj and Vasudev Dutt, or Vasudev Dutt saying Mahaprabhu was, his heart was breaking when Vasudev Dutt was speaking that Prabhu, Jivir Dug Deki Prabhu, Morhidya Bidure. My heart's breaking when I see all the Jivas are suffering from their sinful activity. So put those sinful the results there on my head. So Mahaprabhu said, well, there's no need of that. You know, I've already delivered everybody. But he was willing to. And Bhakti Siddhanta says that devotees like Haridas Thakur and Vasudev Dutt are millions of times more merciful than Jesus Christ. Yes.
So in a joking mood, you were talking about Prabhupada joking with Panchadravida Swami and how he wasn't particularly qualified because he wasn't that good looking.
Only you could not marry. You were too ugly.
Yeah. Well, some people say he's better looking than you, so how do we understand that?
Have you ever seen him?
Yeah, years ago.
You know him, right?
I wouldn't say that. I'd say some people might.
Yeah, he's very, very handsome, especially with that zigzag tattoo on his neck. Anything else? Okay, all glory, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.